happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes. The nation is breathing a sigh of relief after the House and Senate passed legislation preventing a government shutdown. Now it's headed to President Biden's desk for a signature. CBS's Nicole Killian.
It was down to the wire, but the Senate cleared a stopgap bill to fund the government with overwhelming support. The measure extends government funding through mid-March, provides more than $100 billion in disaster aid, including for communities hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. It cleared the House earlier in the evening after a roller coaster week of negotiations following initial objections from President-elect Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'd get both of them apprised of the new package and called it a necessary step. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
If you're on the road or in disguise for holiday travel, better bring a good book. It's really busy out there, so get moving early. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Down, I was crying at the desk, the poor gate agent.
This guy's not going to make it.
And millions more are watching the weather. Snow and frigid temperatures mean treacherous driving in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and it's also delaying thousands of flights.
We left our house around like 9 exactly, and so it was supposed to be like a 30-minute trip, but it turned into an hour.
It isn't helping that the weather is a mess across parts of the nation, including rain and snow in the Northeast. CBS's Michelle Miller.
Today is officially the first day of winter, and many in the East will feel every bit of it this weekend. Blustery wind and snow blanketed Boston suburbs and other parts of the Northeast yesterday. We can expect more of that today. Millions from Maine to North Carolina are under winter weather advisories.
Now to Germany, where the death toll from that attack on a busy Christmas market is up to 5 now, including a 9-year-old. More than 200 were hurt. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is condemning it, with translation provided by the BBC.
What a terrible act it is to injure and kill so many people with such brutality. And that's why this is a terrible, tragic event in which we must all show our sympathy for the relatives, for the injured, and for the city of Magdeburg.
Some lucky person could get a huge Christmas gift this year, as the Mega Millions jackpot is inching toward $1 billion. The prize is already estimated at some $944 million for the Christmas Eve drawing. That's nearly $30 million in cash. No one matched all 6 numbers drawn Friday night and won the $862 million jackpot. If someone wins on Tuesday, it will be the largest prize ever won in December. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge, and Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance, is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 18. Clouds tonight, lows in the single digits. Breezy and 25 on your Sunday with partly sunny skies. Chance of snow Monday, clouds in 33. Tuesday, partly sunny, we'll see highs around 32.
Currently, it's 10.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me on this 21st day of December. It is indeed the winter solstice today, and we got enough white stuff on the ground to prove it. It's 11:07 on the clock, and we are here at Over the Back Fence to do a couple of things, but mostly 424-2600 is the number to call right now if you're looking to buy or sell things from your friends and neighbors, and a few other things that we'll talk about as well. As we come up on the week of Christmas, that falls smack dab in the middle of the week, there's not a lot of events happening this coming weekend and going into the week, so we're going to be doing a little bit different today. Of course, I'll be taking your phone calls, as I see we have one coming in right now, but we'll take your phone calls, and we're also going to play a little Christmas music, get into the spirit of the season, and we'll do that as we go along today during this hour. But right now, let's take our first call. Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'm Rita Branch in Wisconsin Rapids. I have 3 items for sale.
Okay.
A microwave oven for $40 from Walmart. It works. Red one. 3-amp battery charger, never been used, ever start. Worth $50 a day from Walmart. And a big Christmas tree about 7 feet tall for $200. My phone number is 715-459-8473. I'm Rita Branch.
Okay, 459-8473. Thank you much for the call.
Correct.
All right. Have a great weekend there. A couple items that she's... Excuse me, as for sale, we've got a microwave and some battery chargers. So if you have any interest in those items, 459-8473 is the number to call if you're interested in that. It's as easy as that, ladies and gentlemen, for Over the Back Fence as we continue on here on this Saturday. Of course, we do have special programming coming up. We have an old Christmas tradition coming up on WFHR on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. We'll get into the programming on that. We've got a couple of changes this year, so make sure you tune in for those fun little things we've got going on. We've also got, of course, some sports on the way this week, and a little bit of sports coming up too, and a few other things to talk about. And like I said, we are going to continue today with a piece of Christmas music or something. So we'll keep that going, everyone, as we go through this hour. All right. First of all, I do want to let everyone know that coming up directly after this show today at 12 o'clock, We do have a men's basketball game today, starting at pregame at 12. They're taking on Detroit Mercy this week on I believe they're in a tournament, and that is why they're going to be playing a non-conference game today. But that starts at 12, immediately following this show today. Looking ahead to our schedule next week, let's take a quick peek at that with our sports schedule. And like I said, there's not going to be a lot of information on this one. We are still determining whether or not we can bring you some high school basketball games coming up after Christmas next week on our sister station, Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI. But we can tell you that next Saturday at 12:40 p.m., we've got women's basketball. They're playing Indiana. And then on Saturday, we have men's hockey at Ferris State. And then on the 29th of December, we have men's hockey versus UConn, UConn and Alaska, looks like, or UConn Alaska, excuse me. Looks like they're in a tournament as well. Quick note about that one. That game starts at 4:30 on Sunday. That means that it will be going into director's cut time and a little bit of Seth Faces the Music, but Unlabeled should play as usually scheduled. So make sure you check that one out. So basketball coming up later on next week. We did have cancellation, everybody, yesterday. We were going to bring you boys basketball, the Adams Friendship playing Nakusa. Unfortunately, because of weather and other issues, we were not able to bring that. In fact, they had to reschedule that game. That game will be played on February 4th. So it's a ways off, everyone, but that is coming up. But that is why there was no game originally scheduled on a Friday basketball game between Adams Friendship and Nakusa. That one is not going to happen until February 4th. So mark your calendars for that one, everybody. All right, real quick here, let's get into our 30 Hours of Christmas. So those of you who are longtime listeners of WFHR know this is a tradition that's been going on for many, many years. Some of the shows have changed, maybe. Some things have been altered, updated, what have you. But it's still 30 hours full of great Christmas programming. So make sure you start listening right around noon on December 24th, Christmas Eve. We have two solid hours of Christmas polka music. Tim has outdone himself and created 2 hours full of great Christmas music with polkas, a great variety of stuff. Of course, it is a variety show. We do want to remind you of that. And Tim doesn't just play polkas. He plays all kinds of music, especially when it comes to Christmas and special holidays. So from 12 to 2 on Christmas Eve afternoon, there's going to be the polka show starting at about 2 o'clock. It's going to be the Procter & Gamble Christmas Hour. That's a classic that we've heard many years. After that, some more old-time radio starting at 3 p.m., NBC Hall of Fame Christmas with Walt Disney. Very cool. Then at 4 o'clock, we've got another classic, Fibber McGee Cuts His Tree. Oh my God, that's so funny. With a little bit of Christmas music thrown in as well. Then at 5 p.m., another classic, Jack Benny with the Jell-O Christmas Show and some more Christmas music as well. Starting at 6 on Christmas Eve, it is time for Seth Faces the Music, a classic Christmas show that I've been playing a couple years now, but I love it so much, I will play it for you once again. From 6 to 8, that's Seth Faces the Music. At 8, we have a very special director's cut. Melissa Kay will be joining James and I. We're going to be talking Christmas. This is the third year in a row, actually, that we've gotten that we've been able to do that, which is really cool. And we love to share Christmas with Melissa and you guys out there. So we're going to have a very special director's cut recorded specifically for 30 Hours of Christmas. At 9 o'clock, The Night Before Christmas will be performed. At 10 o'clock, a classic Christmas carol, an old radio show production of that one. That's always very good. And then starting at 11 p.m., we have Handel's Messiah. And for those of you out there who have, once again, listened to the WFHR for many, many years, that is introduced by the late Carl Hilke. It is a tradition that we do around here. Handel's Messiah at 11 and at 12 midnight. It'll be playing through those 2 hours, so make sure you tune in for that as we go from Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. Handel's Messiah, introduced by the late Carl Hilke. All right, we got another phone call coming in here. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say, I've got some firewood and racks, and I got different size racks and stuff. Price range from $5 to $35, and they're all different sizes and
okay,
different kind of firewood for sale. It's a honor system when you pay.
Okay.
So, and my address is 3758 County Road Q. That's right a mile off from Homestead Golf Course.
Okay, 3758 County Road Q.
Yeah.
All right.
Phone number 715-423-6142.
423-6142.
Yeah. And that'll be it. You guys have a good holiday, huh?
You too. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Got some firewood for sale. And of course, now this is a great time of year in order to do that. Various sizes. Go check it out. It's at 3758 County Road Q. If you have any questions, you can give them a call at 423-6142. That's 423-6142. Got some firewood. Perfect for your fireplace. I mean, assuming that it actually burns logs. Don't do it like on a gas place. That would be bad. Don't do that. But it looks, sounds like he's got some great firewood for sale there. All right. Looking ahead now to December 25th, Christmas Day. Like I said, it's starting at midnight. We've got the rest of Messiah. That'll wrap that up. Then from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., we've got some just plain old Christmas music playing. Our good friends from Civic Media put that one together, and they'll just play through 6 o'clock. From 6 to 8, a rebroadcast of the Polka Show, because, man, what better way to open presents if you do the correct thing and open your presents on Christmas morning. I know that's a bold thing to say, but that is the correct way. Christmas morning is correct. And while you're doing that, turn on the Polka Show, man. It's great. I can guarantee you will have more fun opening presents to Tim's Polka Show from 6 to 8 on Christmas morning. Then from 8 to 2, we've got more Christmas music being played through Civic Media. Then at 2 p.m., another block of classic radio shows. We've got Fred Allen and Jack Benny at CBS Town Hall Christmas. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a couple of shows there. Also, we've got at 3 o'clock, Red Rider, the classic cowboy show, will be on. Also with on the WOR Radio Network, otherwise known as Mutual. And that will also be joined by some Christmas music. Some more Jack Benny at 4 and 5 and Fibber McGee. So we've got Jack Benny, Jack and Mary Go Shopping at 4, along with Fibber. He's painting his tree. And then a rebroadcast of Jack Benny at the Jell-O Christmas Show and Fibber McGee as he cuts his own tree. That's at 5 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, we have a 1 hour Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Just 1 hour of it. So I'll make sure to pick some good stuff there. Of course, it's a rebroadcast. And then at 7, that Director's Cut, will rebroadcast that one with Melissa James and I at 7 o'clock. And then from 8 to midnight on Christmas Day, Civic Media Christmas Music playing. So that is our schedule, everyone. It's going to be tons of fun. We do ask that you listen to it. We say a big shout out to all of our sponsors and our sales guru, Ashley, for getting all the great sponsors that we have for that. We cannot do that, this show, special show, without them. So a big shout out to and thank you to them. And a big shout out to the sponsors of this very show right here, Crockett Septic for Over the Back Fence. And we're going to take a break here, but first, let's play a little Christmas music. I can't think of, after the snowstorm we had this week, a better way to kick off the music here than to play a classic. Here's Bing Crosby, White Christmas on WFHR.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmas blesses me while
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
The night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 18. Clouds tonight, lows in the single digits. Breezy and 25 on your Sunday with partly sunny skies. Chance of snow Monday, clouds in 33. Tuesday, partly sunny, we'll see highs around 32.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Mr. Santa, some joy, bum, 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 bum. Bring Merry Christmas to each girl and boy, bum, 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 bum. And every night.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR as we are on the first day of winter today, everyone. And look outside. Yep, I can confirm snow on the ground. That must mean it's winter out there. Thanks for tuning in to Over the Back Fence here, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. I'm your host, Seth, and it looks like we have ourselves another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 2005 Pontiac Bonneville. It's got a new brake job in it that costs $1,000. It's got a new battery in it with a 3-year warranty. It's got a new exhaust system with mufflers, very good tires, no rust. And we're going to be asking $3,000 or best offer. Excellent winter running car. Phone number is 715-424-1058. And I thank you.
424, yeah, 1058. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got a Bonneville for sale if you're interested in that car. Sounds like it's had a lot of work done. 424-1055. 424-1058 is the number to call if you're interested in that car. All right. Like I said, we don't have a ton of stuff to go over today because, of course, as we get closer, there's family stuff going on. It's very focused on the family as we get to the Christmas Eve and, of course, Christmas Day. So I hope everyone, by the way, has a great time with their families out there. Hope everyone has a splendid Christmas coming up. And we do want to wish everyone from here at WFHR and WIRI, and of course from all of Civic Media, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Coming up tonight, there is another fun event, and I think this is going to basically wrap up the Nakusa Hometown Christmas events. Come to Riverside Park tonight in Nakusa for a festive event, the Polar Express. Step into the magical world of the Holiday Classic with a visit from Mr. and Mrs. Claus and enjoy the winter wonderland around you. This event is free, and it is open to all. To celebrate, it starts at 5, goes till about 7 o'clock. Once again, this is Riverside Park in Nakusa, 916 Prospect Avenue. And that's what will be coming up tonight on Saturday night. You still have a little time to today, everyone, about an hour and a half left to check out the winter market at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. This is going to be their final one of the year. So next week after Christmas, there will not be a winter market at the Moravian Church. So this is your last chance, everyone. When I saw earlier today, it looks like the place was hopping, lots of people there. That's great to see. Love to see all those faces down at the winter market at the Moravian. So this is it. Last minute shopping to get done, anything like that. This is your opportunity to do that, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back for the new year, of course, starting in January, every weekend until about April. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. And if you are a vendor who would like to participate in the market at the Moravian, go to wrmoravian.org and check out on the website there. They have a vendor page where you can find out all the information on how to do just that, the people to contact and the forms to fill out. So that is the market at the Moravian, 9 to 1 today, going to 1 to wrap up their year here and get ready for 2025. All right. Check out a couple more things here. Let's see. What do we got? Wow, there's so much not here. So I got to find some stuff to talk about, everyone. And while I'm doing that, let's go ahead and play another Christmas song because I love playing Christmas music. What can I say? Here's a classic from the Jackson 5 on Over the Back Fence, WFHR 97.5 FM, and on the Civic Media app. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Underneath the mistletoe,
Claus, and I'm gonna tell my dad.
Basketball tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Washington Wizards tonight at Fiserv Farm in Milwaukee. The Bucks back from Cleveland, where they lost last night to the first place Cavaliers, 124-101. Cleveland has added bigger players to their roster. They've now beat the Bucks three times in a row this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo after the loss.
Yeah, it's definitely harder. You know, it's harder for you to get offensive rebounds, second possessions. They show a lot of crowd. It's hard for you to drive and kick. So yeah, they definitely make it harder for a lot of teams. Is this the last game of the season against them?
One more.
So yeah, it's good. It's a good challenge. You know, I'm excited to see them again.
NFL, the Packers face the Saints on Monday Night Football. Jaire Alexander trying to come back after missing the last month with a knee injury. Second year man Carrington Valentine on how the Packers defense has improved.
Yeah, that we're trending the right way. As long as we keep keep practicing hard, you know, keep doing what we do, sky's the limit.
That's Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, after thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules. New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 18. Clouds tonight, lows in the single digits. Breezy and 25 on your Sunday with partly sunny skies. Chance of snow Monday, clouds in 33. Tuesday, partly sunny, we'll see highs around 32.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Ride. That was the Ronettes on WFHR 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app, streaming 24/7 right there, wherever you go. Seth with you on Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, the first day of winter this year, 2024, as we are about to bid adieu to the year and go to 2025. A couple more events here that I want to highlight coming up. One this week, one further in the future, but we'll do that before we play a couple more Christmas tunes, everybody. Coming up on the day after Christmas and 12/26, Boxing Day, everyone. And one of these days, I'm going to look up what Boxing Day actually means. I'm sure there's someone out there that can explain it. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the YMCA Aspirish Branch in Weston, up in Weston in Wausau, 3402 Howland Avenue. They are going to be having a Red Cross Blood Drive happening. So if you are in Wausau, Weston, any of those areas up there, you have an opportunity to be a hero, to give the gift of life, give some blood for the Red Cross. Coming up at the YMCA Aspirish Branch, 3402 Howland Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's coming up December 26th. You can go ahead and get an appointment to do that. You can go, there's several places you can go. Of course, you can go to redcrossblood.org to get an appointment there. You can also, they have an app, I believe, so you can make an appointment through that. They've got lots of ways for you to do it, everybody. And I was looking for a phone number, but they didn't put it on here. Huh, how about that? It's 800-something. Anyway, here we go. Here it is, 800-733-2767. That's the number to call if you want to make an appointment there, or if you have any other questions. And, of course, with winter weather challenges, there might be some changes to some of these things, but don't worry about it. We have lots of opportunities coming up to give blood, and we do, of course, encourage you to do that. Well, that's an interesting idea for a Christmas gift, isn't it? Give blood in someone's name. That would be pretty cool. I think people would appreciate that. All right. We have the rest of the year coming up, the Arts Council and all the great stuff that they offer to us here in central Wisconsin. The next one will be coming up at the end of January. In fact, the last day of January, Friday, the 31st. Jeff Allen will be in town with Are We There Yet? A comedy special. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, 1801 16th Street South. Allen's hilarious comedy drives home the humor of everyday family life and is a hit with all ages. His inspirational honesty offers a unique glimpse into his crazy world. He's appeared on Dry Bar Comedy, Comedy Central, VH1, and America's Got Talent, just to name a few. You can see a sample of his humor. Just go to the Arts Council website, savorthearts.com. And, of course, that is also where you can order tickets for this show. Now, this is really cool. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting this show in conjunction with a fundraiser for Opportunity Development Centers, that's the ODC's, Opportunity for Hope Recovery Service. According to Sally Kistner, our good friend, the executive director of the Arts Council, quote, since Alan is a recovered addict, we saw this as a way to impact our local community in recognition of his continued sobriety and donate $3 from each ticket sold to this worthy cause. Anyone wishing to donate more than $3 per ticket may do so through the Arts Council's website. That's savorthearts.com once again. Under donations, and then select the drop-down menu that specifies Opportunity for Hope. So not only do you get to see a great comedy show, but you also get to support a fabulous charity in the area here by our good friends over at the ODC, Opportunity for Hope. Win, win, win for everybody. If you need some help buying tickets, of course, going online, savorthearts.com is the best way to do it. It's 24/7. You can pick your seats there. For personal assistance, though, if you need a little help ordering those tickets, stop by 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids, or you can call them 715-424-2787. And Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30, those are their normal open hours. They can help you get those tickets if that is your desire. And if you put together a group, you actually get a discount. 10 or more tickets purchased in one transaction gets a 15% discount, which is very cool as well. So that is coming up the last day of January, everybody. That's a Friday. Jeff Allen, Are We There Yet? A great comedy act. Don't miss it. All right, before we take another break and listen to some more Christmas music, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale handmade 100% cotton dishcloths. $250 each, or 5 for $10. And for the bicyclists, I have a 10-speed sheepskin seat cover I'd like to sell for $5. And we have a Revereware, is a brand name, stainless steel, double roaster with a steel rack. Original price $110, we'll sell for $60. Phone 715-423-3396.
423-3396.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for that. They've got a couple of things for sale here. They've got some dishcloths for sale made by them, which is very cool, 100% cotton. They've got a bike seat cover, and they also have a roaster for sale. If you're interested in any one of those items, 423-3396. That's 423-3396. Thank you so much for that call. All right. We're going to take ourselves another break, listen to a little bit more music. I'm going to play this song just for my eldest son, who hates it, and he's also not listening, so that's okay. You can enjoy it, everyone, here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Here's Santa Baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 18. Clouds tonight, lows in the single digits. Breezy and 25 on your Sunday with partly sunny skies. Chance of snow Monday, clouds in 33. Tuesday, partly sunny, we'll see highs around 32.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the Christmas music here. We've got just a couple minutes left here. And before we go, I do want to remind everyone, coming up at 12, we've got basketball on the way, Badger basketball, men's basketball. Tomorrow, we do have our regular shows. We're going to have Director's Cut and a new Seth Face of the Music and a new Unlabeled as well. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night. My theme, by the way, is winter for Seth Face of the Music. I haven't done that yet, which is kind of surprising to me. So without further ado, everyone, I have one more song to play before we go out. It's a classic from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. But I do want to wish everyone out there a great Christmas time. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. That's coming up on the same day as Christmas, which is very cool. Happy New Year, everyone. Every holiday that's going on from me personally and from WFHR, WIRI, and from Civic Media. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We do appreciate all you do. I do want to give everyone a quick note here, there will be some changes coming up with Over the Back Fence. I'm just going to give you a heads up on that. So it may, and these changes may be coming very, very soon. So as you know, the show has been going on in various incarnations for many, many years, and we're looking at what we're going to do with it in the next couple of weeks. So with that, have a great weekend, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week. So long.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes.
On this vote, the yeas are 366, the nays 34, one member voting present.
That's the bill averting a government shutdown passing in the wee hours of this morning, and President Biden just signed it within the hour. The House overwhelmingly approved it with a bipartisan coalition, and then it passed the Senate. It provides billions of dollars in disaster relief and $10 billion in assistance for farmers. You may be sitting in your car or crammed into one of the terminals at one of the nation's airports, but your holiday travel fun is far from over. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
AAA expects Sunday will be the busiest on the roads, just as the East Coast is hit with an Arctic blast. An estimated 107 million will be driving for the holidays.
The airports are going to stay busy until at least January 6th, but the airlines expect Sunday to be among the busiest. In fact, at American Airlines, at one point Sunday afternoon, they'll have nearly 1,100 flights in the air simultaneously. They say that is their peak of the peak.
In Brazil, more than